Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Rick Ingram Talks to Strangers. And now, here's your host, Rick Ingram.
Guys, welcome back. I'm Rick Ingram, host of Rick Ingram Talks to Strangers here on the Stranger Network. Does that sound natural?
The Stranger. 100%.
We're here. Everyone here is a stranger. Welcome to Late Night on the Quiet Storm.
Ooh.
We got Tony Gidley. Is that how I say it?
That's Gidley? Exactly how you say it.
I was always curious if that was the correct pronunciation, but I was too nervous to ask.
Gidley, like you just had to know.
Gidley. I thought maybe Guidley. It could be Guidley.
Godly. People have called me Godly.
Tony, is he a stranger? Yeah, he is, but he also works on the show, which is exciting. He moved up the ranks here at the Comedy Store, I think is the best way to put it. Are you a comedian?
Yeah, sometimes.
You do go up?
Yeah, I'm an open micer.
Okay. And did you get the job here for stage time?
No, I wasn't a comedian then.
Oh, okay.
I hadn't done comedy yet, and I think that's probably what helped me get the job.
Yeah.
Because they didn't really want comedians.
Yeah, they rarely do, because they're like, oh, we're going to have to just give them stage time. They don't want that.
Well, yeah. People are just trying to get in.
Where are you from originally?
And then, of course, I would be touring all over the country, and I wouldn't have time to work here.
Amen. Amen. This guy gets it, man. Pure machismo.
That's where I'm at.
Where are you from originally?
Lansing, Michigan, right in the middle of the state.
Lansing?
Yep.
Unbelievable.
I don't want to go like this, but...
Oh, that's right. You guys do the hand thing. From what I know from Don Barris, Comedy Store legend, you guys are the second largest apple producing state in the United States after Washington. So,
oh, really?
Congrats on that.
I know there's a lot of cherries.
Yeah.
The town I grew up in was known for mint.
Mint? Okay.
So,
it's actually a weed, so it pretty much grows anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, my grandma had a lot of that.
Bob Seger is your guys' Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
Do you ever just put on a Bob Seger album?
Kid Rock, dude.
Oh, I forgot.
My dad's got a ton of Seger.
He does.
Like old records.
Yeah.
That I've probably heard, but I don't know that I would be like, oh,
that's Bob Seger.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't.
Kid Rock is our Kid Rock, bro.
And I'm pretty sure Kid Rock, I don't even know if he's from Michigan. I know he rapped in Detroit or rop racked or whatever it is he does.
You're saying he was
what I like about Kid Rock
from a different state?
Yeah, I'm saying he rolled up from the dirty South, I'm guessing.
And there's no way he been killed there.
Kid Rock is a rich kid whose shtick is that he's this white trash party animal. But
for real?
He's legitimately grew up in a wealthy family.
And he just acts like a redneck?
Yeah. Yeah, he bought into not having money.
It sounds like he knows how to have money.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like his estate is, being in Michigan, I'm sure, you know, the money goes a lot further, but it sounds like he's got a hell of a fucking place. Like,
he knows what's going on. And he lives in Nashville, and his name is Bob, and it is, and he's a real piece of shit, yeah.
Bob Rock?
Listen, if his name was Bob Rock, he'd be the most famous human being that ever lived, forever.
Yeah.
With a name like Bob Rock.
Robert Rock.
Yeah, his name is Bob something. And I was in Nashville one time with Steve Renazzisi, and we were at this little dive bar. It's like in a trailer called Santa's. And while we were there, Steve was looking to smoke pot, and he walked around the corner when we were outside, and Kid Rock was there with some other people.
At Santa's?
At Santa's. No, this is in Nashville.
Santa's Pub.
Yeah, Santa's Pub.
Oh, you know it?
Oh, I know it.
Yeah.
Is that where you're from?
No, I've just been
been to Nashville. Yeah, it is. Like, I've been to Nashville twice, and both times they took me to Santa's Pub. Hmm. So, and it is cool. It's a little, it basically just feels like every dive bar in America, but it's packed and there's people singing karaoke,
dude,
and like taking that shit very seriously.
Barney's Beanery style.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's classier than Barney's Beanery because it's got Tennessee
people
clientele.
People trying to sing there are like, we're really singing here. What is this, fucking Nashville, Tennessee?
Yeah. The people at Barney's Beanery legitimately think they might get a record contract after knocking out Don't Stop Believing.
Some people
or whatever
try so
it is.
Hard.
I personally, karaoke, one of the most annoying endeavors, I think, out there.
It's really hard to fucking sit there and have to listen to people shriek.
Yeah.
But then when somebody's really good, they're fucking pompous.
Has that happened? Has that ever happened?
Sometimes they're really good, but they know it, so they're up there fucking like, you know, obviously
they're hitting those, like, the,
obviously I'm here for your guys' pleasure. Like, I'm so good at singing. You know, I don't.
You get Hollywood.
Just fucking shut up and sing. You know.
Amen.
like the guys that work here, they fucking, they just go up there, they sing their song, and they get the fuck off stage, and they're pretty good at it.
Like, there's people
like
singing
Renee,
here.
Renee Lancaster, Adam the bartender, Ryan Cribbs the waitress.
Unbelievable.
They're good. They just
the mantras.
They get up there and they knock it out and they get off.
Where are they singing karaoke? Here at the
Barney's
comedy store.
Baby.
Oh, at parties.
Barney's.
Oh, at Barney's. Okay.
Sundays. You should come.
We're plugging.
We don't have to
karaoke at Barney's. Oh, that's the night everyone has off. I see. That
and
makes
Monday.
More sense. All right. So Tony, from Lansing, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad enlisted in the Marines during Vietnam. He said, there's a fucking war going on.
Yeah.
I want to get in the shit. Let me sign up for the fucking Marines.
One up his dad, basically.
Yeah.
His dad was a CB. But yeah, my dad just right out of high school. I think he had scholarships to play football in Michigan and just went straight to the Marines, man.
And so he went to Vietnam, served in Nam.
Mm-hmm. Served in Nam.
Came back. A changed man.
I have no idea.
Does he ever tell you about that stuff? I have one of my best friends' dad was in Vietnam, and I go, that's crazy. Did he ever tell you crazy stories? And he goes, he has legitimately never told me a single story
he
about
probably doesn't talk.
Being in Vietnam.
He probably doesn't talk.
Yeah.
You have to ask him.
Yeah.
You have to like be like, oh, yeah, so when you were like.
Hey, you know those fucked up memories
exactly.
you have?
Exactly.
Is there any way we could bring that sorrow to the surface?
Chu Lai, like, isn't that where
so
many bad things happen. He'll be like, oh, yeah, actually, I do remember Chu Lai. And that's when the fucking dude got chopped in half by the, you know, whatever. Some crazy stories.
Jesus.
Crazy stories.
Charlie.
Not Chaplin.
Dude, I appreciate the wink at the camera. A lot of times people don't play up to the audience.
They don't get
like,
it.
Right now, easily 30, 40,000 erections just happened. And probably a baker's dozen thousand. Panties got wet just from the Tony wink.
I already know.
I told you the other night, you're like a suave Tobey Maguire, and I hope you're using that. You got
that.
The dimples.
That's a part of my opening bit. I'll say like, I'll do a thing about Chris D'Elia.
Okay, and just what a good guy he is.
Yeah.
How he's got impeccable taste in the sophomore class.
I'm not going to give away the joke. Yeah. Okay, but then I'll say, you know, in LA, people do love to tell you who the fuck you look like.
Yeah, they
celebrity-wise.
Yeah,
right?
It's quick.
You've talked about it on stage today.
Yeah.
And I always get Tobey Maguire and Elijah Wood.
Yeah, okay. I can see that. You the look you have is like they got Tobey Maguire trying to play Johnny Depp in a movie about a drug dealer in the 70s.
Okay, yeah.
I know that's complex,
but
it's basically if Tobey Maguire played Boston.
I like this, actually.
All right.
It's cool. I think that I get Tobey Maguire when my face is shaved.
Yeah, I could see that.
And then Elijah Wood probably more with the facial hair.
I get the worst people. No one has ever told me I look like someone that you want to look like. It's always Benedict Cumberbatch. Mm-hmm. That's like the main
Giamatti.
One I get now.
You
I'm like
Giamatti.
Yeah, Paul Giamatti, which I don't even understand that one. And then when I go, I don't look like Paul Giamatti. They go, you sound like him. And then I listen. I go, I don't sound like that. I have honestly no idea. But
Giamatti's got a pretty distinct, weird voice.
I feel
and
like
it's not you. You don't sound like that.
I feel like people are just like, hey, that Giamatti's odd looking. I guess that's what Rick looks like. He's fucking weird. Thank you. What's his name? Ethan.
Elliot Page.
Elliot Page.
Did you say Ellen?
Is that right? It's Elliot. And but he's a great looking dude, right? Can we all agree that?
Yeah.
So not bad. Not bad for me.
I don't know who that is.
Don't worry about
it. It's all good. I don't think that I should know.
All right. And your mom was a prison warden. Is that true?
Yeah. Even more horror stories.
Yeah. That I mean. What kind of jail are we talking about here?
Yeah, I feel like
you don't know. We're talking about a prison in Michigan, all right? there's some sick shit going on there for sure.
Well, I think she was in a so she was a deputy warden for a while.
Okay,
being a deputy warden is like actually being in the prison, and typically a warden is kind of from the outside.
He's got the office CEO gig.
She
does, yeah.
But
so your mom does not identify as a man?
No.
All right, got it. Old school.
I'm sure.
A lady who likes to be a lady.
She's a lady. Okay. She's very ladylike. I could tell you everything about her that's not ladylike. And that's why I am a goofball. My mom's why I'm a goofball.
Okay.
Because she was, you know, she wasn't traumatized by...
By Vietnam.
Vietnam.
Yeah. that'll do it. Like, yeah, that'll do it.
Actually able to talk about this.
The horrors of war didn't dampen her spirit.
Well, like, you know, but similar stories, because she's talking about guys that would rip their stomachs open so that they could get out of general population and go to the hospital or whatever.
Damn.
Yeah. And they would eventually just have an incision, like a little scar on their chest that they could just open it up and just fucking get out of whatever, you know.
Yeah.
That's one of the main fucked up stories.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
From my mom.
So what like maximum security prison? What kind of prison are we talking about?
Yeah, she was
are
in
these murderers?
Yeah, she was in maximum security.
Wow.
And I think man, there was a documentary about some dude on Netflix, like pretty something. I think she may have been the warden to some famous prisoners.
Sure,
that were in Netflix documentaries and shit.
That's the best way to be. If you're gonna be a prisoner, you want to be Netflix worthy.
Yeah, exactly.
Why commit the crime if you can't get at least a 4-part miniseries out of it?
Right. Yeah. I figure that's a lot of the motivation for these whack jobs out here today.
Yeah.
Netflix.
It's all about Netflix. The worst business plan of all time. All right. So he's dealing with the horrors of war. Mom's dealing with the horrors of prison life.
Mm-hmm.
How many siblings do you have? Brothers and sisters?
My dad had a previous marriage before my mom, so he had a daughter.
Okay.
Named Brooke. What's up, Brooke?
No, don't wink at your sister. you know what? Actually, the world of pornography, I think stepbrothers and sisters are very popular. So
that's the
people
truth.
Are probably into the wink at the sister. All right. So you have a half sister.
Yep.
And then you're the only child from your...
No, and then I have a brother who's 3 years older than me from my mom and dad.
From your mom and dad. Yeah. And what does your brother do?
He's a SAG actor, and he's out here doing film work. He actually films things here sometimes. Like, he'll help out with the roast battle.
Oh, okay.
He was filming with Mint.
Got it. Those guys at Mint, I don't think they liked the Comedy Store that much.
I don't think so either.
I got the feeling.
I don't think so.
They would
so
come
either.
Back, and they'd be like, hey, so could you say this? And then every comic would be like, fuck no, we're not saying that.
What, like they wanted him to promote him?
Yeah, they wanted, hey, when you finish your set, would you mind saying, and then they would ask him to say something about promoting Mint stuff, and everyone would be like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
Yeah. It was an odd thing.
Like, do they really expect people to do that at the Cellar, too?
Because that's
where they're filming otherwise.
Like, yeah.
They think people are going to fucking change their sets up
for Mint.
About Mint.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think my parents were the only people who watched it the first time I did a Mint show here. And they were like, we can't get this app to work. I'm like, did you pay for it?
Sucks.
They're like, we did. I'm like, okay.
Well, it seemed like pretty good production. Like, they had
there was a
five
full
cameras,
crew. Yeah.
Moving cameras, like, some good shit.
And so you're out here. Do you move out here for acting?
Yeah, I mean, my brother was already out here. I think he was trying comedy. He's much bigger into improv now.
let me ask you this. What's it feel like to have disowned your brother for making that kind of decision?
By moving out here?
Yeah, well, just for getting into improv is really...
He was coming here every day. Like, that was his main thing out here. He was happy to be here so that he could come to the Comedy Store. I think he probably tried to do comedy.
Right.
Well, he did try to do comedy. He went back to Michigan and did it at Connections Comedy Club, if you had ever been out there. It was a long time ago.
The only place in Michigan I've ever performed was a spot in Kalamazoo.
Hmm.
It was called The Laughing Post, and it was
I know K-Zoo.
Yeah, it was great shows, but that's the most fucked up town I've ever done comedy in. And I've done comedy in a lot of fucked up towns.
Yeah, wow. And K-Zoo, pretty bad.
It was out of control. I can't remember if I talked about it on this podcast or the Comedy Store podcast, but
I feel like you've mentioned K-Zoo before.
The hotel I stayed in was across the street from a mental facility, yeah. And when the crazy people would get out, they'd rent them a room there. And so I went and did two comedy shows and then came back to my hotel with my case of Coors Light or whatever it was I had at the time.
Milwaukee's Beast.
Yeah. And there's just shrieking going on. And when I called the front desk, they're like, oh, yeah, it's just one of the crazy people. Don't worry about it. I'm like, that's your policy?
And they're just cool explaining that? Like,
Yeah, like there's only two types of people who stay here, comics and crazy people.
So one type of
yeah,
people.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah. So just one type fit in then.
Yeah.
I fit the bill. That's all that matters. All right, and so then you played in your high school's only state football championship. Is that accurate? So
that's
you're
accurate.
A jock?
I was a jock, yeah.
See, this is harder for me to believe because you seem like you seem more like the cool stoner.
Well, I am that
rock and roll guy more than the football player. But I guess
see the rock and roll look.
When you're in middle America, you just play the sports, I'm guessing.
I played sports and I was into hip hop music.
Okay.
So
you're following the Eminem path. Do you rap?
Basically. I rapped. I've been making beats for like 15, 20 years.
Dang.
I think, like, so just making beats.
How would you do?
Just making beats.
Yeah, you got. Damn, that's all I needed to hear.
I'm sold.
Yeah.
Where do I buy it?
Yeah. What is this? Are you on Spotify
Comedy
or did
Store
you
Records?
Did
you
remove
Store
your
Records.
Music
oh,
from
yeah.
Spotify?
Actually, you can't buy my shit because I've pulled it all off.
Yeah, because you're a social media clout chaser.
In a mass exodus of God knows why anybody gives a fuck why people are pulling their music.
The funniest thing about the Spotify,
they were making money anyway.
Yeah, that's what I mean, like people are like Neil Young sacrificing. Like if they played his music 4 million times, he made like $800
exactly.
or something from it.
I read
like,
something that
he's
said,
literally
I read
sacrificing
something that
nothing.
Said he did it because he's been waiting for a reason to get
yeah.
out of Spotify.
Sure,
this.
Presented itself
the best way to do it because he's fucking getting way more press and people are like, you know, buying his shit on all the other
yeah.
platforms now. So everybody else is like, oh hell yeah, everybody should do that.
Yeah,
come to fucking iTunes or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, Apple Music. That's what I remember. Immediately after it happened, I saw an ad pop up, sponsored ad on Twitter. It's like Neil Young's whole catalog is on Apple.
Can't
so
wait.
I'm just like this motherfucker.
Can't wait.
And you know what? I love listening to a good Neil Young song.
Me too.
Twice a year.
Yeah.
Every third year. Well, I'm like, yeah, this sounds all right. And then, you know, I could get into any rock music where I feel like I can sing as well as the singer.
Totally. Totally.
I'm always like, dude, I could be Bob Dylan. Easy.
I 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Whenever someone's like,
that.
His voice is terrible, I'm like, yeah. Have you heard his harmonica playing? Because it's worse.
All of these classic rock singers, like they would not be on American Idol kicking ass.
No,
you know
they
what
wouldn't.
I'm saying?
Yeah, and
good songwriters,
they,
maybe.
Yeah, and they would also all the imperfections of their voice would just be cleared up in, you know, post production basically.
Auto tuned.
Yeah, it would be cool though to hear Bob Dylan auto tuned.
Yeah.
The answer, my friend.
Yeah, that's funny.
It would be dope.
That's the opposite of the main auto tune guy, T-Pain. Like everybody always tries to make a big deal about the fact that he's actually a really great singer when he's not auto tuned.
Yeah, and you're like, I've never heard it.
He's okay.
Yeah, I think
he's no Neil Young.
Dude, get Neil Young on the auto tune. That would be sick.
I've definitely got Neil Young records, you know. I've got a bunch of my dad's old records, so I do like classic rock a lot. So I've got some Neil Young shit.
That's mostly, I listen to mostly classic rock, but like Neil Young is a very specific sound to where it's like, I have to be in a mood to where I'm like, you know what, I could listen to this right now.
I think that my dad just really likes Crosby, Stills, Nash,
yeah.
and Young.
Yeah.
Like that
combo. Yeah, the super group.
Yeah.
Yeah, they. I thought it was interesting that they were. They all came out in support afterwards, and they're like, "Well, if Neil's taking his off, we're taking ours off too."
Oh, really?
I'm like, you guys have literally not spoken to each other and talked about how hard they are to work with each other forever, yeah, but now you're going to stick together on this one. Yeah, yeah, and that, and we're talking about the drummer who died swimming in Marina Del Rey. He talks more than you guys talk. The one who hung out with Charles Manson, that was the cool one. One of the things here, it says you lived in the country. Are we talking about?
Yeah, I didn't know what else.
The old country? Is that
old country?
Country?
Like. Mid Michigan, baby.
What's
like, I lived. So I actually went to a high school called St. John's.
Okay. One of the best Saints.
Extremely,
by far.
Extremely white, racist town high school. We played against my cousin in football, and I think that was my senior year. And he was like, "Hey, man, you guys are really racist." I was like, "Oh, really?" Because I wasn't.
Yeah.
I wasn't calling people any slurs.
Yeah.
But my cousin's like,
what a fucking pussy.
Every single play.
Yeah, it's you know? Nonstop.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, you know, I was in St. John's, Michigan. It's pretty close to Lansing. It's just like half.
It's a suburb of Lansing, basically.
Sure.
Which, if, I mean, obviously.
Just a little town.
Yeah.
Just a little town north up the dirt road.
But you're out there.
I lived way out. Like, I lived like 10 minutes out of. You know, 10 minutes away from anything, like stores.
How old are you?
I'm 33.
All right, so you're 33. I'm guessing you guys are, what, drinking in fields? You're doing field parties? Like,
yes.
Living the real American lifestyle?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. My senior party was pretty epic. Like, there was just a huge fucking open field, like you said.
Yeah.
And then there was, like, a little pond in the middle of it and some wooded area. And at one point, maybe two vehicles were, like, chasing each other through this wooded paths or whatever. And then, like, one just came out straight into the water.
Pretty rad.
Pretty fucking rad.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, that's like a, yeah!
Yeah. Everybody's, like, watching, like, thinking that they're going to hit each other. And then all of a sudden, one of them just came flying out straight into the water. You know, there's people over, like, by this huge bonfire that are like, oh,
yeah,
and every
celebration.
I'm like, that's like my best friend. Like,
yeah,
he should probably make sure he doesn't die.
Yeah,
so like life and death was happening at our senior party.
At my, I think they called it the senior camp out. It's at the end of junior year. All the seniors graduate 2 weeks before everyone else, mm-hmm. and then the juniors basically act like they're now the seniors. It's their school,
bitches.
And so they have a camp out. And at ours, I didn't go because I was a square, but the coolest girl in the school got run over just like out in a field.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, no, it was
on a field.
Nope, she survived and,
by a pickup
and
truck.
Rode that momentum into becoming homecoming queen the following
Jesus.
Year. If you're hot and you're pretty cool and you get run over at the senior camp out, that's like a shoo-in.
That's a massive amount of empathy.
Yeah, people are like, yeah, definitely voting for her.
Wow.
I mean, had she been ugly, she would have gotten at least second runner-up, you know? Just just the sympathy vote. But she was hot, so it worked out well.
Good for her.
Yeah. But, you know, again, same type of vibe, I'm guessing, where you're just like, there's nothing to do, so we should all get really wasted and do it in a field.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember like a little cul-de-sac that had no houses in it yet, so it was just like a
just the road.
It was still kind of out in the field type of thing, but it was a little cul-de-sac road. And I remember that was like one of my MIPs.
How many did you get? How many times have you been busted? In possession.
That was minor in possession of alcohol.
Yeah,
Southern Comfort. I was
nice.
Really fucked up.
Yeah.
Apologizing to my parents the whole ride home, puking like out the door.
It's one of the grossest liquors out there. I don't get.
I don't even know what it is anymore.
I believe it's peach flavored whiskey. Isn't that what it is?
Peach.
They have a peach version, but no, it's just like a.
Is it whiskey?
I mean, I'm thinking Wild Turkey.
Yeah, I thought
Wild Turkey's good.
Like a bourbon rum.
Yeah, it's a really weird
liqueur.
Tasting.
I basically, when it came to hard liquor, I drank Jack Daniels if I was buying my own. And other than that, I just drank whatever someone was giving me to drink.
Same.
In abundance.
I don't really like liquor. I didn't like liquor. But yeah, I'm going to drink it.
If someone offers it to you.
Yeah, like when they're up in the fucking bar up there and everybody's doing shots. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, just give me whiskey or whatever. But sometimes I'm just like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Just give me whatever the fuck is in your hand. And then I get scolded for not being decisive. And then I get Captain Morgan out of spite.
They're treating you like you're 14.
Yeah.
I always say, make me a double, triple sec. And just watch the bartender look at you in disgust. Like, that's orange flavored liqueur. It's not. Yeah. I'll just take a, you know what, just give it to me straight.
Mm. Yummy.
The worst of the worst, yeah. So what's the plan for you, Tony? What's the goal out here? You hanging? You living?
I'm kind of just living, like, you know.
Who do you live? Do you live by yourself? Do you have roommates?
I live with my brother, actually.
Oh, you live with your brother. Yeah. All right. So that's all right.
So I've been pretty fortunate to have my brother out here since I moved out here.
Yeah.
I didn't just come. Like, he came out here alone, had to find a place and a job really quick.
Yeah.
And made it happen. And I kind of like rode those tails.
That's how those winners do it, all right?
Yeah.
I came out
that's
here.
What you did.
I got me a sweet gig at Islands in Manhattan Beach. I served up pelican sandwiches or whatever their shitty food is. You just work shitty jobs. That's what it's. That's one of the called. I can't remember. I think it's like a chicken sandwich with pineapple and teriyaki sauce or some bullshit. Yeah, whenever people would order the food, I'd always go and look at it and be like, oh, people are eating this shit? And you got to take it to them, put it down, like, here's your fucking food, slob. They always treat you like shit. How do you get to the Comedy Store? So your brother's here doing comedy.
I came out.
Were you part of the, what were the Fuck Shop Boys or something?
were you part
of that crew?
Yep, there were the Fuck Shop Boys.
Is that what they were called?
Yeah, we called ourselves the Fuck Shop Boys.
Okay, that's what I thought.
There were three of us in the kitchen, pretty degenerate.
Yeah.
About 30 years old.
These
smoking
dudes.
Smoking weed constantly.
There was a lot of, they were definitely high.
That's what I came out here for. So that I could be in the kitchen of the Comedy Store.
Run chicken fingers.
Yeah, and smoke dope and be called a fuck shop boy.
were you weren't the one who had the tricked out van, though.
No, that is Cornelius.
Cornelius. Is there a Cornelius?
Cornelius.
No, this guy gets it, man. He was born to be on screen. Unbelievable.
Cornelius was like 21 years old.
They're going to have to wring out the panties by the end of this episode.
I know, dude. I know one chick that'll probably watch it.
Damn. There it was. I don't think we have a lot of chick listeners, I'm guessing. That we have a pretty solid crew of incels out there.
You have mostly.
Do you know the demographics?
Yeah, I'm assuming you have mostly males that are trying to get on the show.
That could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get a lot
of
males.
That's what I came out here for, actually.
You came to get on this pod?
Yeah.
And to wink from time to time?
Yeah.
You've been waiting for your moment to shine?
Yeah. Yes, I've honestly been waiting to have a camera on me for so long so that I could wink and point.
That makes sense. That's a guy who understands star power.
I've been waiting for that for a long time.
When you started working at the podcast thing, I remember being like, this isn't a good sign. And it has nothing to do with you, but it was just the Comedy Store has like a long history of being like, what's that guy do? He runs chicken fingers. Let's put him in the podcast studio.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and I was like, this isn't going to be good. But so far, you seem like you're pretty competent. You're able to learn, which is not very common for Comedy Store employees.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've been editing music for so long.
Okay.
And I've always been interested. Like, I was making videos in elementary school. My brother was always into it. So we've always been kind of, like, making videos.
Right.
Been into camera work. You know, I've always been a goofball. Wanted to be an actor type of, you know, I've always had the voices and the impersonations and just the goofiness, but kind of felt like I just had to be out here to make it all work.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to, look, when you're in a place like Kansas or Central Michigan or wherever it is, it's tough to try and get your creative voice out there without people being like, what the fuck is wrong with Tony? So
yeah, I mean, there's not a whole lot of dudes that I, like you said, I'm a jock.
Yeah.
So I hung out with, but I kind of clicked with a bunch of random cliques. At the same time, like, there weren't a whole lot of people into the same exact type of art, type of shit that I was making music and videos at a younger age, so I didn't really have a whole lot of friends into that. But me and my brother and my cousins, we were always like, when we were getting together, family events, making videos and shit, goofy sketches or whatever.
And freestyle rap contests.
Freestyle rap videos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like, yeah. Yeah. Do you like Eminem?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you into Eminem? Are you into, what kind of?
I love this question, actually.
Yeah, I mean, that's what everyone assumes, because
yeah,
you're
they're just like,
a white
well,
guy
like
from Michigan.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly. But I'll say,
I'm not trying to put you in a box. I'm just saying.
That's fine.
That's what we assume.
I would probably bust out of it like Jim Carrey and Ace Ventura, but.
Smart.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's he? Oh, he's talking about the box I'm putting him in. Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the box.
Yeah.
No, I usually say I would prefer to listen to Royce da 5'9".
Okay.
Because Eminem is kind of annoying.
Yeah.
He's obviously talented. Now I'm going to sound like some kid from Michigan that knows everything about Eminem's raps. He's clearly talented, but...
Let's be real. He's white. Am I right?
Yeah. It's not the same. It's
Am I the only one who's noticed this?
It's not the same. It's not the same type of feeling as to when I'm not when I'm listening to a non-white rap.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Non-white rap is my favorite kind, honestly.
Same.
If I'm listening to whites, there better be banjo. That's something I've always said.
Better be banjo, like Steve Martin, baby.
Yep. My favorite musician, Steve Martin by far.
Totally.
All right. We're going to take a break. Sarah, who you know also, is going to come in, and she's going to really grill you on some of the...
I'm sure she is, man.
Just the really disturbing comments that you've made so far.
I'm sure, dude.
If you're just tuning in now, unbelievable the stuff this guy has admitted to. So we'll be right back. Thank you. Say hi. Jackson Brown
like,
was at.
Tony feels like he's the victim when Saget's dead in the coffin.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't believe I had to do two cameras.
I was working two cameras that night that Saget was still dead and we were making money off of it for profit.
I was just happy to see Jackson Brown.
Yeah, I get it. No question about that.
I think I do have vinyl. I have Jackson Brown vinyls.
This guy fucking knows how to party. Yeah. Guys, we are back. We're just talking Jackson Brown, all the great shows he's done at the Comedy Store lately. Anyway, I'm the king of segues. A lot of people said that. Hold on. This is for you, Tony. All right. We got the point, the wink, letting them know.
That was nice.
We're back. Sarah.
Yeah,
here.
I'm here.
Are you excited? Have you learned more about Tony that you just didn't know before?
Yeah. You know what I've learned is that his energy is too high.
Yeah.
Like he has just like I'm hot. Like, just take it down.
Yeah. It's nuclear
scotch.
Fusion.
Just a scotch.
Yeah. Scotch it down.
Yeah, man.
I disagree. I say
we
take
had a
it up.
Party around
notch.
A pond. Yeah. It's crazy. There's a car the Windham Lake. Like
super
what?
Calm.
Like,
super calm.
Just like you're
I got
you,
ice in my veins like was, old, my like my paw.
Yep,
I was
going to
say, like,
right.
You know, like, I don't feel like you would ever fail a field sobriety test.
No.
Like,
oh, well, I definitely have. I definitely have done that.
He's
not
got
recently.
That, he's
not
got
recently.
That vibe, though, that he could slaughter a whole village of people and not talk about it for 50 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
I've seen some shit.
Yeah.
And by shit, I mean Kid Rock live.
Yeah. Who hasn't?
Well. First of all, I am I'm very. You said that Michigan is known for apples. I just want you to know.
I said that.
I did not say that.
No, you said. Oh, you said that?
Yeah, I said.
Oh,
it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to give you not give. But Georgia's the peanut capital.
Is
Everybody
that right?
Thinks Georgia's peaches.
Peaches, yeah.
But no, Jimmy Carter was a peanut farmer. Mm. We make more peanuts
right,
than
Jimmy
any
Carter.
Other state in the
Dang.
Country.
Did you guys have George Washington Carver? Was he yours?
I don't know. Yeah. I just know Jimmy Carter. He makes houses. He builds houses for the poor.
He does.
And he was a peanut farmer. And he gave up his peanut farm because he didn't want to own.
The profits coming in while you're president is just unbelievable. Yeah.
He was the last person that was like, I shouldn't make money on the side.
Yeah. And since then, everyone's been like, hey, we should try and steal some of Jimmy Carter's money while we make our own money.
Right.
Use everything to our advantage. Yeah.
Jimmy Carter.
Okay, sorry.
Took a left turn on this.
So anyway, I want to know more about
one of the best Jimmy Carter impressions on the podcast.
Yeah, I mean,
no, I'm trying to do a Argus.
Not only
you just turn four corners.
That's four left.
Back where we started.
Yeah, that's it. He's the kind of guy that still says governor.
Governor.
You know Jimmy Carter. He's governor. Like he's that old South regime.
Jimmy Carter looks like he's 400 years old and was once the face of Mad Magazine. And I mean that in the nicest way possible.
He is a national treasure, and don't you ever slander his name.
I had some Mad Magazines.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that seems too old for you.
It's not.
As a 33-year-old, mm-mm. Were you looking at old Mad Magazines? Is that still a thing? Does anyone know?
It's gotta
you
be.
Remember
it's
the guy, the son it's of the guy be. That started Mad Magazine is the guy that, oh, man, this was something. Like, do you remember the It Project? Like, the Harvard Press bought the It Project for $1 million without knowing what it was. And this guy is, like, this inventor. He's, like, this famous inventor. He built the wheelchair that walks, like, helps people walk upright and in the sand and all this stuff.
Sure.
And he's this incredible physicist. And he's a pilot, like, flies helicopters everywhere.
A real Iron Man, this guy.
Yeah, and so everybody was like, oh, he's the one that's going to develop the flying car. Like, they were like, cities are going to be planned over this and stuff. And I think it ended up just being like this. Oh, it ended up being the Segway. It's the guy that created the Segway.
Oh, cool.
Something like that. And he bought an island off the coast of Rhode Island. And
if you're going to get an island.
So that he could fly himself to Brown and Harvard, you know, like all the time. And he had like, I guess, like a light on the island. And the state of Rhode Island told him he had to take it down, so he seceded from the United States and created his own country.
So smart.
And he bought a tank, and he was like, now I have a navy.
Just because he had a pier?
Yeah, it was like
a lighthouse.
It's just like this billionaire that just like wanted to invent stuff.
He's no Kid Rock.
He's not as impressive as Kid Rock.
How
I got to that. Oh, the Mad Magazine. That was the connection. Anyway. I want to know more about St. John because I have family in Monroe, Michigan. That's where my dad is born and raised. Monroe, bottom, south of Detroit. And they are the most redneck part of my family. Like, grew up in Georgia. I wasn't born there, but most of my family was from Tennessee, moved to Michigan. And, like, they, like, you know, they're, like, smoking cigarettes in a van with curtains, and they're like, roll the windows up. The smoke's
conversion
getting out.
Yeah.
Like, no matter where you went, they were always like, this place was better when you could smoke in here. And I'm like, we're in a hospital. You know, like.
I grew up like that because my dad smoked, you know, so I would sneak upstairs to, to smoke a cigarette.
Sure.
Because he smoked in that spot until my mom made him smoke outside eventually.
Yeah.
So I would smoke right there. Always got away with it. And then I just quit at the beginning of the pandemic, actually.
Is that right?
Not a vapor.
Thank God. I appreciate you pointing that out, that you know how much I would despise you if you vaped.
But everybody, well, you said it on stage.
Yeah.
But everybody smoked. You know,
but, like, what was
everybody
the most
smoked in the bar?
Redneck shit that you saw? Because, like, when.
Other than your buddy driving into a pond.
I think people don't think of Michigan as, like, this redneck place, but I think it
kind of is.
My experience there has always been,
it's
like, this place is so country.
Well, people legitimately just think of Detroit when you think of Michigan.
Exactly.
Because it's like you just assume the one area. But
if you tell people you're from Michigan, they say, oh, Detroit?
Yeah.
And you're like, no, there's other cities in town.
Yeah,
same
most
in
of
Georgia.
It's not
it's like
that.
Atlanta.
Right,
you're like,
exactly.
No.
So
rich people live there.
Michigan is a huge has huge Middle Eastern community.
Yep. Yeah.
My mom's Lebanese. My dad went and built his own house in the woods because of him being a traumatized Marine veteran.
He built his own house from scratch.
Him and my grandpa built a home out. They built that home that I was raised in out in the country, like 14 acres.
Damn. Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure it was just like he just wanted to be secluded.
Yeah.
You know? Did you have a satellite dish so that you could be off the grid?
Huge fucking satellite
dish. A big satellite dish.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, I could, he had a porn, we found out how to get his porn.
Sure. Back you just got to tilt it the right way.
Not just the just the VHS, Dad.
What'd you do when it froze in the winter? Because we had a satellite dish, and when it froze in the winter, my sister and I would do rock, paper,
ours
scissors.
Was huge.
And we, like, one of us would go outside and push it while the other one pushed the button inside to make it
no
move.
Because
that's how you got cartoons.
You had to type in, like, GS. Oh, she's talking cartoon.
Cartoon.
I'm talking porn, baby.
I'm talking Flintstones.
I think you and Tony are trying to get different things. He just had the satellite pointed at the porn satellite forever.
So my dad was also a Civil War reenactor.
Hell yeah,
very into
he was.
History.
Fancy.
This guy loves murder.
We would go to those reenactments.
What side did he fight for?
had both. He was usually Union, but he had Confederate garbs.
Memorabilia.
Yeah.
Well, it's all, where I grew up, they only reenacted the battles that they won.
Smart.
Mm.
And they
were
all
so
Confederates.
Always, the Confederates always won the battles that I went to. Mm, so until
so
I was
smart.
Like in high school, I didn't realize that the
you
South
the
lost.
South.
Yeah. let me guess. It was about state rights.
Yeah. I love, that's my other favorite part. Like, it wasn't about slavery. It's about states' rights. I was like, you mean the states' rights to own slaves?
To own human beings. Yeah. Mostly. Yeah.
That's what they were. Anyway, sorry.
So,
your reenactments. Did you go?
Oh, well, I was mentioning that because my dad's reenactment closet, where he kept all that shit.
Oh, he had a specific closet.
The reenactment
That's
closet.
Where VHS porn tapes were.
Oh, nice. Whatever you do, don't go scurrying through my Confederate gear, all right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Dad, this
Yeah.
I was looking by your Stonewall Jackson outfit, and I found Tasty Coeds 4.
Yeah. Going down on the antebellum. Yeah.
That's great.
It sounds like we've all seen the same movies. So.
Bagging a carpetbagger.
Yep.
Wow.
I can name
Damn.
I can name Confederate porn all you want.
This I'm one's called country. My Dixie Wrecked.
Yeah.
I'm not
Bone
even sure
with the wind.
Dixie Wrecked.
That's Dixie D-I-X-I-E.
Johnny Reb.
Dixie Wrecked.
Johnny Reb and Johnny Yank. Or is that Johnny Yank?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't need any Northerners coming down here and seeding our women.
Yeah.
Are we making a porn right now? What's going on?
Yeah.
It's getting pretty sexual.
She went
in here.
Below the Mason-Dixie line.
I know what you're saying.
Once or twice.
My brother would fucking, he could get pretty drunk and like tell the entire story of Gettysburg. That's the kind of shit we did.
That's what's going on.
Oh, that's the kind of shit we did. That's some St. John
that's
shit.
That's gangster shit right there.
That's no prep school kid rock shit.
Hey, get over here.
Yeah,
hey, get over here and spit that Gettysburg address at these motherfuckers.
Four He's score. So I'm writing it down.
Damn. How often did you guys go up to Canada to you know, get
to gamble and drink.
Molson 180.
I went to Canada on my 18th birthday.
So you can get fucked up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my friends were already had
fucked
to have
up.
Already been 18. They were already fucked up.
Yeah.
Dude, this
They're
is
the
funny
ones that
shit.
Bought you alcohol.
They rolled to Canada before.
We went under the tunnel or in the tunnel.
Yeah.
And when we came up to immigration, Tyler Wischmeyer. Had
stop
that was for you, Tyler.
Winking.
Never stop winking. Fucking Wischmeyer's dumbass.
He had a roach in his
classic
ashtray.
Wischmeyer.
You know, old school cars had ashtrays.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This was a Durango, I think, though.
Oh,
anyway,
dang.
Had
I
an
can
ashtray.
Get through the snow.
OG
yeah,
Durango.
Right? That's the kind of shit we had. Shit that could get through the snow. So they made us all get out and like spread our shit.
Spread your shit.
Really?
These are Canadian
Mounties,
the Border Patrol?
They had dogs come up to us and like sniff our bags and stuff.
Mm.
But it was really just because the fucking, I think from like the entrance to the immigration thing, just that little tiny little drive, he had tossed a little roach out or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that was maybe what the dog was smelling. But once we got, we ended up okay. And then once we got into Canada.
Fooled the strict
Windsor,
Canadian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were so tough on us.
Yeah.
We just went our, you know,
okay,
our
merry
way.
Just mind your beeswax.
Be on your way, then.
Go ahead on over to Windsor and get fucked up.
Hey, just be careful now. Now, stay the night there.
I remember our bathtub being filled with ice and booze.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, like, dead bodies
dead
to get
bodies.
Kidneys.
There's
like, oh,
dead
that's
bodies
not, that's
four dead Canadian Mounties. and we cut their guts open. My mom taught me that. You cut them right down the middle, and you store the beer in their chest cavity.
Mm, right where it's nice and cold.
Yep. Where the heart should be. All right, so you got the bathtub full of beer. You're living the 18-year-old dream.
You stay in Canada to party?
Yeah, in Windsor.
Overnight?
What do you mean?
No, I don't know.
One night in Windsor.
Oh, yeah, like we stayed a few nights, and during the day, it was a fucking ghost town.
Yeah.
Nobody was around.
What?
At nighttime, it was fucking Windsor, Canada.
Yeah.
All the
time of year is this? When's your birthday?
December
20th. That's all you have to remember. Jesus.
I was going to say winter.
Sometime in the...
Jeez. How high are you right now?
The fourth moon. I believe it was the fourth moon of the year of the cock.
I was just thinking winter.
Wait a second.
They only got winter in Windsor.
My birthday is in between Christmas and the new year.
Okay, so...
We know when December 28th is, Tony.
I didn't know if you heard me say that over your harassment.
Decent point.
It's different in Canada. They use the metric system.
Yeah, that's right. That.
I don't know when his birthday falls in their holidays.
I was 21.
So you did a lot of drinking in fields.
Do you ever...
Did you have a cruising... I'm sorry, you go ahead.
I was going to say, you ever wrangle up any of them Canadian lasses? For your enjoyment.
The fuck is a lass.
A lass
like
is a
lady.
Oh.
Jeez.
A Canadian girl. Yeah.
A lass.
You think with all his Civil War knowledge, he would know what a lass is.
Like lassie?
No, a lass is like a gal.
I believe it's like an Irish term.
Lassie.
Yeah. Gale.
A lassie means lady. Like, okay. young lady.
I just
lady.
Think of a dog.
A dog?
Yep.
A dog.
Did you ever fuck a Canadian dog is what I was asking you. A Sheltie. Did you ever have sex with a Canadian Sheltie?
Yes, I did.
Classic Michigan behavior.
Yes, I did.
A lot of caribou.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, no. I don't know that I hooked up with anybody. I don't remember. I think we just were, I was probably so fucked up.
Did you have a girlfriend in high school?
Sorry. I did, yeah. I did.
For a long time or just once?
A few years. I think I had a girlfriend for a few years.
Yeah.
This guy partied, all right?
It was a couple. You know, it was, probably like...
I lost her in Windsor.
The second half.
18.
Well, I remember going to... Spring break. She didn't come with me on spring break. And I went with a friend that was just here recently the other day.
We have no idea who they are, and we don't give a shit.
Actually,
keep telling.
Actually, my friend's fiance is Mike Young.
Congrats.
So she was here. She was here.
All right.
She was here for the Bob Saget thing.
Mike and Bob.
You were working
about
this. You were working two cameras.
I was working two fucking cameras.
It was a very stressful week for me.
Yeah.
All right.
People keep
not
thinking
the family,
about their own greed.
Not the Sagets.
Stamos can suck it.
Okay, so you're...
Stamos can play the drums, is what he can do.
He sure can. He plays the drums in the Beach Boys.
Yeah, my ex, Sammy Joe.
Okay, your ex,
High
Sammy Joe.
Sweetheart.
Wow, that is a redneck name. I knew a lot of Bobby Joes,
true ex.
Misty Joes.
She had like a race car driver's last name, too.
Wow. Okay, so she was your girlfriend, but she came back
Sarah
here?
Sarah Joe Biffle.
Mm-mm. No, that's high school. The what?
Oh, Jesus. There was no
Hold
pointing
on,
and
that?
Winking at that point.
Wait, did they find her body? What happened? Who said this?
As long as you get rid of the head and the and the hands, there's no evidence.
You gotta cut off the fingertips.
Oh, there's pig farms out there.
Yeah, plenty of them.
Some evidence.
Some dead bodies.
I lived on a swamp. I had a swamp right next to my house. We could have put something.
Is that
there.
True? A Michigan swamp? I hope that's... it was... Probably
so
more of a bog.
Said this to me recently that was from Michigan. He's from Detroit. And he was like, what? You live? And he looked it up. He's like, there's no swamps in Michigan.
Yeah.
I said, what the fuck are you talking
there's
about?
So many lakes.
It's got to be a bog.
There's unlimited lakes.
Yeah.
We lived next to a swamp.
Okay.
Well, I guess always think of swamps being because
warm
of the hot and muggy. So I think, but Michigan summers are really hot and muggy. Mm-hmm. Like that's, I think people forget, they think of it
very
as
humid.
Being cold, but like. This and my boyfriend's from Maine, and it's the same there, where it's like it's hot and it's muggy and it's humid
is.
And there's tons of mosquitoes, and you're like, God, you guys just, why do you live here? There's no break from anything.
It was the worst because of the swamp. It was endless mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
During the summertime. Like, my cousin's from Lansing, from the city, the big city.
The big city out there in Lansing. Mm-hmm.
That's about the size of Culver City.
Yeah.
They remember being eaten alive by mosquitoes when they came out to the country to our house. I think that they actually, like, appreciate it now that they're older. Like, damn, you guys lived out in the country. You had 14 acres.
Yeah.
We camped out there. We fucking played paintball. We played football. Mm-hmm. You know, we had acreage. So it was fun. But they hated it back then because got eaten alive by mosquitoes because of the swamp, guys.
Yeah, I get it. We used to go to my grandfather's, his friend, old dude named Fritz Lehman, had a bunch of property.
Fritz,
there was no great swamp, name. But Fritz had a crick running through his property.
A crick.
And
like
this.
Fritz sounds like a guy that went to Vietnam, but just because he was good at maps.
Well, Fritz...
He got to come back.
Fritz.
Yeah, he was like, well, I know where we should go, and you guys go do that part.
Yep. You guys head down to the creek.
Creek.
I'm going to stay
Turn
up here.
Turn left at the creek.
Look at the creek.
I think I'm pretty sure Fritz was in Korea with my grandpa. Mm. I'm not positive. I think that's how they knew each other. Mm. So you're probably
Sounds
not far
right.
off.
Man, I mean, my family up there, like my great-grandma, Cole, dipped snuff until she died.
Damn.
She would always spit
like a lady.
So she was 35.
She was 94. Oh, died at no, she was 99. She was 99.
She Betty Whited.
Yeah.
Right out
Dipped
of our
snuff
lives.
The whole way. She had like, Dipped oh my God.
Snuff.
I mean, we got glamour shots for her one time when she was 95 and in the hospital. And I was like, Grandma Cole, is there anything you ever want to do that you ain't never done? She's like, I've always wanted to get glamour shots.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, my aunt's like, this place used to be better and you could smoke in here. Like, it doesn't matter where we So we
she's
took
got
her,
dreams of looking like Rue McClanahan from Golden Girls.
I have the picture
Girls.
At home.
Sexy
and she's in
as
a
hell.
Boa, like no teeth, whore makeup on.
Yeah.
Whore makeup. You know, like.
That's glamour shot.
So
that's hot.
Happy.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's the definition of
but
glamour shot.
She was
shots.
So happy.
Whore.
Was like so cute
Whore-ish.
And great pictures, but yeah.
Yeah.
My grandpa's 89.
89? He's still around.
Still around.
Got good stories.
Lebanon, baby.
Yeah, Lebanon, yeah. So when I dated a comedian that was Arab. And they performed, like, Michigan was, like, where they would make the bulk of their money because it's such a big, like, he was Palestinian and Mormon, but there
You've
was
heard
like,
of Dearborn?
Mazda. Yeah, oh, yeah, Dearborn is, like,
That's,
the biggest.
That's you're talking about Maz?
The biggest.
Yeah, Dearborn.
When they did Axis of Evil, that was, like, where their main stop was.
That's the hub.
On top of the Middle East, yeah, but.
That's cool.
Michigan is awesome. I always have a good time up there.
Hell yeah.
Well, Jeff
Michigan
Garland
summer's
used to
awesome.
Used to do a festival. Did you ever do Jeff Garland's festival up in
Festival? You gotta do it! The best Michigan have the best festivals.
Skankfest.
It was on the peninsula. It was like where they do the cherries. Like there's like a big cherry.
Cherry festival, virgins. Why would we even talk about virgins?
You said on the. Peninsula?
Yeah, on the top.
Oh, up top.
On the
oh, yeah,
upper,
it's Traverse
the UP,
City.
Traverse City. Yeah, Traverse City Fest, comedy and film festival.
No one's ever invited me to do any film
And
festival.
Michael Moore would always be there, and Michael Moore would talk my ear off about all kinds of stuff. And it was fascinating.
There was there used to be a restaurant in North Hollywood called the Kansas City Barbecue Company or something like that. And I went in there one time, and it wasn't Kansas City barbecue at any way, but it was better than the rest of the barbecue in Los Angeles because they don't have good barbecue here. And I went in there one day, and it's always empty. And it was just fucking fat Michael Moore sitting in there.
Really?
Yeah. He was just sitting in there eating. He had ribs and a bunch of other stuff. And I was wearing my Royals hat because I was, you know, cool
from Kansas
to my
City.
To my brand.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, are you from there? I said, yeah. And I'm like, oh, shit, it's a fucking documentary, dude. And then he was like, if I'm in Kansas City, what places should I hit up? I'm like, are you going to Kansas City? And he was like, well, no, but if I'm there. I'm like, this dude is so fat. He's asking for potential restaurant spots if he goes to Kansas City.
But
for
he's
some
also
reason.
So rich. He's like, I might just fly there right now.
Maybe I'll buy
this
it.
Isn't as,
Maybe I'll
this
buy
isn't
it.
What I wanted.
You say Rosedale Barbecue has good chopped beef? I'll head out tonight. Hit up Arthur Bryant's on my way to the airport.
I need some barbecue.
Yeah, it's rare to get good ones.
You're
making
me hungry right
now.
So
that's what it's all about.
Feeling that.
There's this great app called Good Belly. Have you ever seen that app where you can –
I'm not good with technology.
Send people food from like all these famous restaurants around the country. Oh. There's this place in Nashville called Loveless Cafe. We were talking about Santa's Pub earlier. But Loveless has like the best, like Ralphie May used to always take me there. Ralphie always knew the best places to eat.
He was down.
Yeah, he is. They know me here. I'm like, I bet they do.
Yeah, so cool.
I bet you keep the lights on. He named his dog Biscuit because you can order like trays of Loveless biscuits and have them sent anywhere in the country. So I guarantee there's good Kansas City barbecue on there, is what I'm telling you.
Probably. Sometimes my family will send me barbecue from one of the restaurants in Kansas City, and I absolutely devour it every meal for like 3 days, and then I run out.
Now, do you eat Lebanese food?
Yeah.
Still? Do you miss it? Is there anything?
I miss it for sure.
Was there restaurants in St. John's, or did you have to go?
Not in St. John's.
It was just mom making.
But Lansing.
Oh, Lansing.
Mom could cook some Lebanese food. Yeah. I learned a few things.
What's Lebanese food exactly? It's like Mediterranean food, right?
Yeah, chicken kebab, shish kebab, or hummus.
Hummus.
A lot of hummus.
Hummus. You gotta say hummus.
Hummus.
My
grape leaves.
1 year old.
Grape leaves.
Likes hummus, and I'm not into it.
No.
He likes it.
There's a lot of good protein
in
there.
Just as
he eats it on bread or whatever.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Like, my wife's Israeli, so it's like
she's
used to
hummus.
It. But she's like, oh, I just put hummus on bread for him. He likes it. I'm like, no, son of mine. Put ketchup on that bread before you put hummus on there.
I mean, my dad fucking loves that shit, you know?
Yeah.
Pita bread and like good hummus from like Woody's Oasis.
Well, obviously.
Woody's Oasis bagging me. I mean,
is your dad Lebanese also?
No, just my mom. Okay. Dad's like Scottish, Irish, Welsh.
Got it.
See, my dad would never try hummus, and then one day I was like, you should try this bean dip. And he's like, I like bean dip. And like, he started eating, he's like, this
hilarious.
Is good. So we just call it bean dip.
Wow.
Now, in order to get him to eat it.
I would never try it either. And my wife was like, I want you to try it. Tell me what you think. So I tried it. And I don't know how to describe it other than it tasted like dirt butter.
No, you're wrong.
And I'm like, this isn't. I don't think it's supposed to. Is this spoiled? And she was like, no, that's good. Like,
that's why I say if you get it from like Woody's Oasis, if you get it from the good spots, like it's so much different than when you buy it. Like you get it from the store, it's cold, it's stiff.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not. It's obviously not as fresh, but it's like there's a different taste. There's a different way they make it. I think a lot of the difference in religion has a lot to do with the way that they cook.
Oh,
also,
right?
Like Muslim is way different. Lebanese out here, you get a lot of Greek style, like Mediterranean, and let's say the grape leaves out here are cold and vegetarian, and that's blasphemy.
Is it like a religion thing, or is it just like a section of the world thing?
Well, I just think that like Muslims.
Yeah,
the
hummus is
food
evil.
Way different.
That's
what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Their hatred.
You can taste the American flag burning with every bite.
No, but like the Catholics, in Michigan.
You wink at that. Yeah.
Yeah.
The
just
Catholics.
Letting them know.
Yeah, yeah. You can.
There's a lot of different.
You can taste
in their
the pedophile.
Style.
Yeah, they're really young, boyish,
Catholic
garbanzo beans.
Hummus tastes like kid dick.
Yeah, you're talking about shish tawook.
Are we still making memes with this stuff, man? These things are going to sell like hotcakes. Do you sell memes? How does this work?
Do you sell memes?
I'm in the meme business.
Are you?
I like gifing. Can we make gifs from this?
Gifs.
Yeah, you're a perfect person.
Oh,
that's about
God.
All you can give is a gif.
Thank you. I try and do it.
Oh, my God. I can't... Okay, I have nothing else.
You can't relate to this Lebanese talk.
No.
Catholic and Muslim bullshit.
What I was going to ask you is, is there a place out here that has good Lebanese food that you're like, oh, the hummus, or just hummus? Like, oh, the hummus. Zanku chicken is good.
Zanku's
the one I should say, because
it's
cool.
A chain.
He'll get it.
There's a place that I really don't remember where exactly it was. I think it was like maybe in NoHo. Called the Hyatt, like Hyatt, but I went there like the first year I was out here.
Probably doesn't exist anymore.
Damn, you're probably right, and that's sad. But they're so good that I would imagine they may have stuck around.
Yeah, there's a.
I just haven't been there in like 4 years probably.
There's a little Mediterranean restaurant in Woodland Hills that is run by Israelis, and so my wife was like, hey, see if you can stop and get me some hummus and some other weird things that I can't pronounce. And I was like, okay. So I went, and she tried it, and she thought it was good. So maybe a month later, she's like, yeah, will you go, when you're coming home, stop and get me some more of that? I go, sure. This is all pre-COVID, so back then, you know, you just make stops all the time. Mm-hmm. And I walk in, and the lady is behind the counter, and she's literally just mashing stuff with her bare hand in a bucket. And I, like, take a quick picture and then turn it to her. I'm like, this is how they're making the food. And she's like, leave that restaurant immediately. I'm just, like, barehanded. Just, I mean, it looked like she was making coleslaw with her bare hands. It was, you know, if grandma did it, you'd be like, that's probably good, but.
Grandma ate
stranger it. Does it, you're like, aren't there health codes? What's going on?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. But we ate like raw kibbe, like raw lamb meat, which
really
just using their hands. Yeah, pita bread.
Did you have lamb? Like, did you guys have like sheep on your land? Did you have any live
when I was
animals?
A kid, we had maybe chickens.
Maybe chickens?
I think that
we
was pretty much
I'm not sure what they
it was
were.
Either, it was a chicken or a sheep.
That was it. That was pretty much it. It was just chickens. And then I remember...
Catfish.
One of the chickens...
Swamp dump froze.
One of the chickens died because it froze or something.
Froze.
And we had two chickens,
go
I think.
Go take the chicken out of the yard and thaw it out.
And I remember my dad had to kill it. Like, he had to wring its
snap
neck.
Snap the neck, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then we had... Like, my mom made chicken for dinner that night, and my brother was fucking traumatized.
Yeah, the same thing happened to me at Thanksgiving in Monroe with my family. Like, my uncle JR, he's like, hey kids, you want to come out and see the turkey? We're like, yeah, there's a turkey. No, it's hanging by the clothesline with its head, and he takes it like cuts its head off,
cleavered.
And the body lands and runs and then falls.
Yeah. Oh my
dude,
god!
See, that's the kind of comedy that would make me love Thanksgiving forever.
and then my
headless
aunt,
turkey, funny.
His
every
wife
time.
Is complaining while she's like plucking the turkey. She's like, "There's still like corn in its craw, like that, because it
oh
was
god.
Still it had just eaten.
Yeah, wow.
Because they're trying to
you
fatten
eat it up, yeah.
And then they got mad at us for not eating all of our dinner.
Natural
and I'm like,
stuffing.
Well,
you were traumatized.
Hello. Yeah. No, I was. I'll never forget that.
I knew this dude when I first moved out here, and his dad was like in the Hell's Angels for a while in the 70s, and he was a survivalist, is that what they call the crazy the
doomsday preppers? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so he moved to like a house that they built out in somewhere out in the mountains in Oregon. And so he lived in this basically secluded farm for a long time, and one day he said something that was completely psychotic, and I go, dude, you sound like a psychopath. And he goes, I'm not a psychopath, I'm completely desensitized to death.
Wow.
I go, yeah, that's pretty
definition.
Much it.
Yeah.
That's you. You're
I think
a
that's
psychopath.
That's what you guys are picking
no
up
emotions.
Off of me, right?
Yeah. Not with you, I'm getting a different vibe. I'm getting you didn't kill him, but you still romanced him. You know what I mean? You're the Don Juan of the dead, is what I'm saying.
Oh, shit.
Which is how we should pitch the sitcom about you.
That's what's
Don. That's what's
I think
he gets real Lansing every time we compliment him.
I think this is the first time we've ever interviewed a stranger, and at the end, I'm like, I still feel like they're a stranger.
Yeah,
like I feel like I know nothing about.
That's like that's why I told you I was like I don't really know what to write. I don't really have anything.
I looked at the thing. I'm like. Lived in the country. he put that as a bullet point. It's the best.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, different than here. That's all.
That's it.
Yeah.
Real America is what you're talking about.
Midwest.
Tony, is there anything you want to promote? Social media, anything?
No.
Are you out there TikToking?
Where can people see you winking at the camera?
Where's the best place to catch you winking?
Here.
Right here.
The Comedy Store.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do the fuckboys have any?
The fuckboys are no more.
Are you reuniting? You guys broke up for good?
It's a no more type of thing.
Yeah, fair enough. I just remember thinking it was great that the kitchen crew had their own, you know,
I thought it was
swag.
Great that everybody thought it was great. They're like, oh, these degenerates figured it out,
yeah.
How to be together and
form a group.
Yeah. You guys looked like you could have been in a band, but also might just be selling weed and blow out of the kitchen while you delivered chicken fingers.
Absolutely.
Also standing next to microwaves for that long probably didn't do you any favors.
The deep fryer, baby.
I'm assuming that's what we can blame on your energy level for this podcast. Oh my God.
He is...
Am I monotoned? Is that what you're saying?
You're just very calm always.
Mm. Yeah, no, you just have a very serial killer vibe.
Yeah. Tony is following in his father's footsteps. Yeah, he is an insurrectionist, sure. January 6th reenactor.
Well, I'm pretty sure I have this demeanor because of my dad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you got to.
This is how calm he
bury
was.
The shit inside and just fucking be cool.
Until we get drunk, you know what I'm saying?
And that's when the truth comes out. Did you wink at me? Listen, I take back. I thought it was cool until he winked at me, and now I get it. We are all on the verge of dying. Well, thank you, Tony. I appreciate it. It's nice to get to know nothing about you for an hour.
I enjoyed it very much, you guys.
I enjoyed it as well, man.
It's pretty fun to be in this seat.
Yeah.
That one's okay.
Yeah.
You are great.
You've never seen anyone look angrier, though, than Tony when Ari Shaffir came in here and started moving cameras around. Yeah, yeah. I looked over at Tony, the look on his face was just like, this motherfucker.
He put this, like, right here.
Mm. And he's like, this is how you got to do it.
And he's like, this is a straight-on shot.
Yeah, then he looks at it and goes, oh, you can see the other camera. Yeah. Now I understand why.
His hand kept getting in the shot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Stupid. He played it cool, though. He didn't tell him he was a dumb motherfucker, even though I could see it in his eye. Like, oh, time to die. Time
He's
to
like,
die.
I'll just kill you in your sleep in a year when I still haven't forgotten.
Yep. Mm. He's going to let it,
I remember his
let
license
it simmer.
Plate.
Hashtag never forget.
Yep. That's exactly right.
Never forget.
Thanks,
guys.
All right. Thanks, Tony.
March
appreciate
30th,
it.
Live show here at the Comedy Store.
March 30th. Check it out. Check out my album. It's called American Bully. Do not check it out if you're a total fucking dweeb, because this is for cool kids only. Do you understand?
2222.
Yeah, 2222, and it's probably going to be the biggest thing in the world, so do not miss out on this thing, man. People are saying Milli Vanilli vibes. I've had a couple people tell me just like straight out, dude, this is like Limp Bizkit before they were fucking Limp Bizkit, dude. So enjoy, check it out, and thanks for listening.
If you'd like to be a guest on our show, please DM IngramPod on Twitter. That's IngraHam Pod on Twitter.
Goodbye to everyday people.
Special thanks to the Comedy Store and to Brian Riffs for the dope-ass music.